Kobach says the U.S. Election Assistance Commission denied a request from Kansas, Arizona, and Georgia to amend the federal election form. Kobach authored Kansas's new voter ID law. It requires proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate, for new registrants. The federal form accepts a sworn statement. The three states want the federal form to comply with their state requirements for voting.
That agency does not have the authority to impede Kansas enforcing its voter qualifications. And furthermore, even Congress doesn't have that authority. It's in the Constitution in Article 1 that only the state legislature can set voter qualifications, and the states, by implication, therefore enforce those qualifications. And this is a really big constitutional question that goes to the very essence of states' rights and state sovereignty.
The case goes back to U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren's court in Wichita, February 11th and 12th. Currently, there are 20,200 Kansans with their registrations on hold. That number could drop, as Kobach says more than 7,700 birth certificates were found by the state recently. Opponents of the voter ID plan are expected to rally at the statehouse today on a variety of issues, including pushing to reverse Kobach's proof of citizenship measure and to expand voter participation. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.